And thy own soul, a sword shall pierce, that out of the many hearts thoughts may be revealed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear friends, today is this very special day, the Feast of the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady, a very important feast in Our Lady's life, of course, and it makes us aware that Our Lady was intimately involved in our redemption. She sacrificed her Son on the cross. And in many people call her the co-redemptrix. Not that she's equal to Jesus, but she's with Jesus. Co means with. So Our Lady is the co-redemptrix because she offered up Jesus on the cross and throughout her life too. As soon as she said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," she was willing to take on all the sufferings, and she knew what sufferings the mother of the Redeemer would have in his life, because Our Lady knew the scriptures so well. So when she said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," and at that moment she accepted the role as the Mother of God, and she would be intimately involved with the Messiah in the redemption of man. So this is a very, very special day. It's a beautiful feast which shows how much Our Lady suffered for us and participated in our redemption by suffering with her Son. What Jesus suffered bodily in his passion, Mary suffered spiritually in her compassion for Jesus and with him in her soul. The seven swords of sorrow. These swords of sorrow were introduced to Our Lady and to us, of course, at the presentation in the temple. When Simeon said, "Behold, a sword shall pierce your soul, that the thoughts of many will be revealed." And Our Lady had not only one sword, but seven swords, as we'll see today. The sword of sorrow pierced Our Lady's heart, especially at the foot of the cross. It is symbolized by the lance which pierced the lifeless body of Jesus, as Jesus was already dead. It hurt Our Lady, especially in her heart, in her soul, to see it pierce Jesus' body. Throughout her whole life, once Mary agreed to become the Mother of God, to become the Mother of the Redeemer, when she said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," she had her soul pierced. The first, of course, is today in today's Gospel, when Simeon said, "Thine own soul a sword shall pierce," because she would see how Jesus would be for many in Israel a sign of contradiction. That is what the cross is, a sign of contradiction. It appears as a punishment, a source of ignominy, but it is a glorification of Jesus' love for man. So that's one sign of contradiction. And also it'll be a sword of sorrow for many, because Jesus will die in vain for many, right? That the thoughts of many will be revealed, but for contradiction for some people, it'll be not a source of joy or glory, but a source of punishment, because they would not accept the Redeemer. All right, so the cross is a sign of contradiction. It appears as a punishment, a source of ignominy, but it is a glorification of Jesus' love for man. With the second sorrow, with the flight into Egypt, and the third sorrow, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple, we add two more swords. Mary suffered for her infant son. In the latter, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple, which may, according to many theologians, be her greatest sorrow. We may not realize that because, of course, the cross overshadows everything. And what could be so more sorrowful for Our Lady than see her son ignominiously crucified? But certainly the loss of the child Jesus in the temple was a great sorrow for Our Lady. because she thought she lost Jesus forever. She didn't know. For 3 days he was lost, and she suffered looking for him. Mothers, of course, could imagine that if they've ever lost a child, and so on. So Our Lady did suffer so greatly when she lost Jesus in the temple. All right? She thought she had already lost her divine son because of some negligence on her part. Thus, Our Lady always had the hour of Jesus' sacrifice before her. This is the reason why she is willing to begin Jesus' passion at the marriage feast of Cana. When Jesus says, "My hour has not yet come," it is understood by both Jesus and Mary that once he begins his public life with his miracles, he will begin the moment, the hour of his suffering. And Our Lady ushers it in. She asks for the miracle. They have no wine. Do whatever he tells you. So Our Lady was willing to offer even then to begin the hour of suffering for her son. Right? Our Lady consents and tells the waiters to do whatever he tells you. Thus she begins Jesus' hour of sorrow. The last four sorrows of Our Lady relate to Jesus' suffering and death. The fourth sorrow, the way of the cross. Mary sees Jesus on the way of the cross, carrying the heavy cross, and among the jeers and insults of the passers-by. Then Jesus dies on the cross. Our Lady witnesses this, of course, for 3 hours. And as I mentioned already, this is a great, great sorrow when we see a mother sees her son dying. The sixth sorrow is the taking down of Jesus from the cross and placing him in his mother's arms, as it were. This is made famous by Michelangelo's great statue, which we have here in our church, the Pietà, Mary holding Jesus, the lifeless body of Jesus. Who could ever imagine what it must have been like for Our Lady to have this lifeless body in her arms? Such sorrow. And the final sorrow is his burial. While Jesus dies in body in the hour of his passion, Our Lady dies in spirit. St. Bernard says, "For if he could die in body, could she not die with him in spirit?" Quote St. Bernard, the great abbot of Clairvaux. He died in his body through a love greater than anyone had known. She died in spirit through a love like any other since. She is truly a martyr in spirit as she offers her son to the Father. This is her redemptive act on the cross with Jesus. This is the meaning of the Pietà, the statue which I've just alluded to. This is why Our Lady is standing at the foot of the cross without any mournful crying. She is willing to offer up her son and suffer with him for us. She is our co-redemptrix. She is the queen of martyrs. Therefore, in the words of the Stabat Mater, we might say to Our Lady that we would like to be with her, stay with her at the foot of the cross, and weep with her at the foot of the cross with Jesus. All right? So at this wonderful time, we can pray to Our Lady that she would share his sufferings with us. Let us pray to Our Lady in the words of today's sequence, the Stabat Mater. Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my soul each wound renew of my Savior crucified. Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my soul each wound renew of my Savior crucified. Let us ask Our Lady to help us love her divine Son and to understand his sufferings, that we might suffer with him. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Let us pray that the mother, the sorrowful mother, will give us greater fervor and see how Our Lady suffered with her divine Son and offers him to the Father. Let us pray especially the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary, where we can unite with Mary as she also suffers the sorrows of Jesus. May the Lord bless you.